Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're going to be talking all about coffee. Our lesson is called Coffee Culture. And there are some different things you need to learn, different words you need to know if you're going to order coffee the correct way. All about coffee culture. Well, do you like coffee? Many people love coffee. Some people don't. Carolyn, do you like coffee or not?
Well, I think it's okay occasionally. I don't drink it every day, but my dad drinks an entire pot of coffee every morning, and my sister can't stand the smell.
Okay, well, everyone has different opinions about coffee. You know, I think your dad and my dad would get along really well because my dad also loves coffee. There was a point in time where he was a little addicted to it. It's not good to be addicted to anything, but I know lots of people are addicted to coffee. They love coffee. What about you? Do you like coffee? Well, it's important to learn the language that you need to know to order coffee. Let's get started with our lesson for today.
Coffee culture. Learn the language you need to order coffee. Could you order coffee in English, or would you become tongue-tied? If you would, you might need a lesson in coffee language. Size. If you order a small, medium, or large coffee, they'll know what you mean, but you'll be considered an amateur. Instead, ask for a tall, grande, or venti. Coffee names. Espresso, a strong coffee made by forcing hot water through ground coffee beans. Espresso creme, espresso served with an ounce of cream.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Have you ever walked into a cafe or coffee shop and felt completely overwhelmed? Maybe you weren't sure how to order the drink you wanted. Don't worry. In today's article, we'll learn about some useful terms to help you order that perfect drink you've been wanting. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day. Amateur. Amateur is a noun. Samantha is an amateur at golf, but she plays very well. Grind. Grind is a verb. I like to buy ground coffee beans because they smell and taste so fresh. Foamy. Foamy is an adjective. As I walked along the beach, foamy waves washed up on the sand. Roast. Roast is a verb. After we roasted the peanuts, we added a little salt to improve the taste. Syrup. Syrup is a noun. Ice cream always tastes better with chocolate syrup on top. Your more information words are tongue-tied. Tongue-tied is an adjective. Decaffeinated. Decaffeinated is an adjective. Skim milk. Skim milk is a noun. Now let's begin.
Those kinds of coffee sound delicious. We have more to learn, of course, later. But let's go back to the top of the lesson for today. We read, learn the language you need to order coffee. The language that you need. We're speaking English, right, Carolyn?
Yes, well, when you are speaking in any language, there are certain terms and phrases that can be very specific to doing certain things, like ordering coffee. Mm-hmm. Coffee has its own language, and if you don't speak the language of coffee, people might find it a little bit strange.
That's right. Well, you could talk about the language of other areas of life, too, like music. Musicians from around the world need to know musical terms. Or science. If you're going to be a good scientist, you need to learn lots of things in Latin. All right, so you need to learn the language that you need to order coffee if you want to know about coffee. Well, we have more to learn with Steve and Ken right now in the Information Cloud.
Just like when you order a cold drink at a tea stand, you need to answer a few questions when you order a coffee at a coffee shop.
Right, because you'll likely be asked, how do you take your coffee? And that just means what you'd like to put in your coffee, if anything.
Do you take sugar, milk, or cream? If you're like me, you can say you prefer your coffee with cream and sugar. How about you, Ken?
I prefer nothing. Just give it to me black so I can enjoy everything the bean has to offer.
Then you're a purist. Drinking it black is an acquired taste, and I, for one, haven't acquired it.
No worries. There are as many ways to take your coffee as there are kinds of people. Some people even take it with a dash of salt.
Okay, let's look at another frequently asked question when we order coffee. Would you like regular or decaf?
In this case, regular means coffee that has caffeine in it, while decaf does not.
And decaf is short for decaffeinated, meaning the caffeine has been removed from the coffee beans.
若是有人问你, how do you take your coffee? 不要误会, 他并不是问你要如何把咖啡带走。 How do you take your coffee? 是在问你想要什么样的咖啡? 你可以回答 black, 就是不加糖的黑咖啡, 或是 with cream only, 只要加奶精, 或是 with cream and sugar, 加奶精跟糖。 在美国还有另一个选择, decaf. Decaf的全名是 decaffeinated coffee, 字首 D 有着去除、拿掉的意思， caffeinated 表示有咖啡因的， 因此 decaffeinated coffee 就是无咖啡因或者低咖啡因咖啡。 但因为这个字太长了， 所以美国人干脆把它简化到 只剩下两个音节， decaf。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, Gabe, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you take your coffee?
Well, it's a good question, Carolyn. Actually, I take my coffee black. I usually don't like to add anything to my coffee. Of course, as was mentioned in the Information Cloud, it's an acquired taste. That means you have to get used to it. But that's how I take my coffee, Carolyn.
Ah, well, very good, Gabe. I also take my coffee black when I drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, continuing in the article, could you order coffee in English or would you become tongue-tied? You aren't sure what to say and you stutter over your words.
That's a good question, and that's a good word to know if you are tongue-tied. Well, this reminds me of an idiom that we use in English sometimes. If you notice that someone is having a hard time speaking, they're not sure what to say, you could say, cat got your tongue? I'm not sure where this idiom came from, but the idea is that a cat has your tongue. You're not sure what to say. Cat got your tongue?
Or are you tongue-tied?
Mm-hmm.
You are just very nervous and you can't get the words out of your mouth. So, if you would, you might need a lesson in coffee language. So, if you think you would be tongue-tied, then this lesson will be very helpful for you.
Well, let's get started here. The first section is called size. And we read here, if you order a small, medium, or large coffee, they'll know what you mean, but you'll be considered an amateur. Well, they'll know what you mean if you use the word small, medium, or large. But what do we read here, Carolyn?
Well, you will be considered an amateur, so they'll understand what you're talking about, small, medium, large, but you are an amateur. That means that you are not a professional. Amateurs lack skill or knowledge.
It's true. Now, you are an amateur in maybe different areas of life. Maybe you don't really know much about something. Of course, if you have a lot of skill, then you are a professional. So, what about you? Are you an amateur in something? Or do you need to learn more about something? Well, you could use this word amateur. You can add ish, and then it becomes an adjective. Amateurish. You could talk about something being amateurish. It was an amateurish performance, not a professional performance.
Ah, very good. Well, we don't want you to be amateurs when you are ordering coffee, so instead, ask for a tall, grande, or venti. So, these are small, medium, and large become tall, grande, and venti.
Well, let's continue now learning about coffee names. And the first one here is espresso. Do you know what espresso is? A strong coffee made by forcing hot water through ground coffee beans. Now, when you say this word espresso, make sure you don't make that sound like an X, okay? It's not espresso, it's espresso.
That is right, and you may hear a lot of people, a lot of native speakers of English make that mistake, and they say espresso, but it is not, there is no X, only an S, so it is espresso. Now, right there, describing espresso, ground coffee beans. And ground, we see the word grind in our word bank. If you grind something, that means that you make it into a very fine powder. You take something and you grind it up.
And I usually think of coffee when I think of grinding. Okay, you grind these coffee beans, and so it becomes what we call coffee grounds. Now, what else can you grind? Well, you could grind wheat into flour. Flour is basically just wheat that has been ground.
That's right. You could also grind cinnamon so that you have cinnamon powder to put in your coffee or put on top. And maybe nutmeg powder as well.
Well, what else can you see? What other words can you use when you're ordering coffee? Espresso creme. All right. This is espresso served with an ounce of cream. Creme. Cream. Okay, you can see it's easy to remember here. It's served with an ounce of cream. An ounce is 1/16th of a pound, so it's really not very much.
That's right. It is just a small amount of cream added to your espresso, your very strong coffee. Well, right now, it is time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 amateur 这个名词。 Amateur 是指外行人, 业余人士, 或者是生手。 例如, you can tell the girl is just an amateur by the way she sings. 你听这个女孩唱歌就知道她是生手。 她的反义词是 professional, P-R-O-F-E-S-S-I-O-N-A-L, 意思是专业人士, 也可以简称为 pro, P-R-O。 例如, even though Claire is just an amateur, she acts better than many pros. 虽然Claire只是位业余演员, 但是她比许多专业演员都演得好。 接下来我们看的是grind, G-R-I-N-D 这个动词。 Grind是指研磨或碾碎, 它的过去式和过去分词都是ground, G-R-O-U-N-D。 例如, Gloria had the coffee beans ground by the store. Gloria请店家帮她把咖啡豆磨好。 或者是 the smell of freshly ground coffee fills the kitchen. 厨房里弥漫着新鲜磨好的咖啡豆的香味。
Today's lesson will give you the language you need to order coffee. We don't want you to sound like an amateur when you are ordering your favorite drink, so we are giving you some very common terms for ordering coffee. So far, we've learned two, espresso and espresso creme. Well, there is much more to learn about ordering coffee and the language that you will need, so let's continue with the next part of our lesson.
Coffee culture. Shot. A measure of espresso. You can add an extra shot to any coffee drink. Cappuccino. Espresso made with foamy milk on top. Cappuccino mochaccino. Cappuccino with chocolate. Latte. Espresso made with steamed milk. latte granita, espresso made with frozen milk and sugar, latte mocha, latte with chocolate, white coffee, coffee beans that aren't roasted as long as regular beans, resulting in a lighter coffee, decaffeinated, no caffeine in your coffee, skinny, espresso made with skim milk and sugar-free syrup. The next time you order coffee, use some of your newly acquired language. If you order a grande decaffeinated cappuccino mochaccino, you're certain to sound impressive.
You're certain to sound impressive indeed. Well, let's go and continue learning more about some of these terms you need to know when you're ordering coffee. Okay, the next one we learn about is shot. And we read here, it's a measure of espresso. A measure of espresso. You can add an extra shot to any coffee drink.
That's right. So maybe you don't think that the regular coffee is strong enough, so you want to add an extra shot of espresso to give you an extra boost with caffeine.
I think that some people love to do this. People who love to drink coffee, maybe it really wakes them up. They will add an extra shot or two extra shots to their drink. Well, what's the next one we talk about here? It is cappuccino. Espresso made with foamy milk on top.
Ah, and cappuccino is a very popular drink. And you see that it's two C's in that word, cappuccino. But it sounds like a CH sound because this is an Italian word.
It's true, like many of these words are Italian. Okay, well, let's take a look at one of our words here from our word bank. Foamy. Something is foamy. Well, we're talking here about foamy milk on top of your coffee. That means it's not just straight or flat. It's foamy, and this is created by steaming the milk.
That's right. And so if something is foamy, that means that it has lots of bubbles. So maybe you finish your coffee, and now you need to wash the cup. You will be using some soap, and you want to make sure your soap is foamy. There's lots of foam.
Or if you've ever had a bubble bath, then that is a bathtub that is filled with foamy water because of all the soap that is inside. All right, now you know how to use the word foamy, and we're going to continue learning about another kind of coffee here. What is this?
It is the cappuccino mochaccino. So this is a very special kind of cappuccino, and we read cappuccino with chocolate. You might recognize in the word mochaccino the word mocha, which is associated with chocolate.
That's right, and we'll see that word later in our lesson as well. But let's continue learning with the word latte. This is what many people love to order, and it's espresso made with steamed milk.
That's right. It is very popular, but there are many different versions of the latte. Mm-hmm. Here we have the latte granita, espresso made with frozen milk and sugar. So instead of steamed milk like a regular latte, the milk has been frozen and sugar is added.
Interesting. A latte granita. You know, I have to be honest with you, I did not know this term before our lesson today, because I don't order this drink ever, a latte granita. Maybe I should give it a shot.
Oh, maybe you could give it two shots.
Ooh, very nice. Well, maybe we could look at this next kind of coffee here called the latte mocha. Again, you see that word mocha. Latte with chocolate. All right. Well, that's pretty simple. Easy to remember. A latte mocha.
That's right. So if you're thinking about that mochaccino, you could also think about getting a latte mocha. Now, our next word here is white coffee. And this is a very special kind of drink made with coffee beans that aren't roasted as long as regular beans, resulting in a lighter coffee.
And we need to take a look at that word from our word bank, roast. This means you are cooking something with dry heat. Often, if you use your oven in your kitchen, you are roasting something. Maybe you're roasting a turkey for Thanksgiving or Christmas.
That's right. So you can use this to describe roasting meats like turkey, ham, or beef. You might also roast nuts. Do you like to get roasted nuts or raw nuts?
That's a good question. Of course, there's that song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. All right, you know how to use this word now. Let's look at another word in that sentence, light. Now, of course, you know what this means, but usually I think of this word as talking about the weight of something. If it's not heavy, it's light.
That's right, but here it means that the flavor is not as strong. So you remember, espresso is a very strong flavor, but white coffee is lighter. It is not as strong.
And of course, you can use the word to describe colors too. Carolyn is wearing a very light shirt. It's not dark red, it's pink. It's a light color. Or maybe you could talk about a topic of conversation. It's not a very serious conversation. It's a light conversation that we're having.
That's right. Well, our next term here is decaffeinated, which means no caffeine in your coffee. So if you want to stay away from caffeine like me, order decaffeinated.
Or you could also say decaf, D-E-C-A-F. The next one here is skinny. Espresso made with skim milk and sugar-free syrup. Skim milk is the milk without the cream, and of course, syrup is from our word bank. Now, how else can you use syrup? You might have chocolate syrup on your ice cream, for example.
Or you might put syrup on your pancakes or waffles. Well, the next time you order coffee, use some of your newly acquired language. If you order a grande decaffeinated cappuccino mochaccino, you're certain to sound impressive.
Well, that would sound impressive. Something else that's impressive is Liz. She's waiting for us in the grammar gym, and then we'll join Michelle.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the grammar gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, the writer mentions, if you order a grande decaffeinated cappuccino mochaccino, you're certain to sound impressive. That's a grammar tip sentence. It just means that if you order a grande decaffeinated cappuccino mochaccino, you will certainly sound impressive. Notice the phrase, certain to. It's just another way to say certainly or definitely. So, if you know you will get in trouble if you are late for work, then you can say, if I show up late, I am certain to get in trouble. Or, if a company is definitely introducing their newest product to the market next month, then you can say, the company is certain to launch their new product next month. Now it's your turn. Think of something that is definitely going to happen and practice using this phrase, certain to. Keep on practicing and your English is certain to improve. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time. Bye!
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 foamy 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 foam, F-O-A-M, 泡沫这个名词。所以 foamy 是指起泡的或者是泡沫很多的。例如 we stood on the beach watching the foamy waves. 我们站在海边看着充满泡沫的海浪。或者是 my kids love a foamy bubble bath. 我的小孩超喜欢一大堆泡泡的泡泡浴。最后我们看的是 skim milk 这个名词 skim 是指脱脂的所以 skim milk 是指脱脂牛奶例如 Vivian drinks only skim milk to maintain her weight Vivian 只喝脱脂牛奶来保持体重如果是全脂牛奶的话就是 whole milk W-H-O-L-E 完整的这个形容词如果是低脂牛奶的话是 low fat milk 如果是一半全脂一半奶精的牛奶叫做 half and halfOkay, let's return to our lesson now.
Well, we've learned lots of different coffee names here today. The terms you need to order coffee. Now that you know some of these words, what kind of coffee will you order the next time you go to a coffee shop? Carolyn?
Well, I think I will order a tall, decaffeinated, skinny with soy milk instead of skim milk.
Whoa. I think we still have more to learn about coffee, and you can do some research, friends. Learn other things that you need to learn to order coffee. Thank you for joining us here today, and of course, we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you!
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.